Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Vayeschanan. And in addition, of course, to just the general beauty and holiness of Shabbos, this week we find ourselves blanketed by an additional layer of Kiddusha. For this Shabbos is also Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos which gleans its name from the opening words of that Torah where the prophet the Navi tells us, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Be consoled, my people. The Shabbos following Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, a day in which we experience the totality of our national broken heart. We experience the totality of 2,000 years of tragedy, of difficulty. And then on Shabbos, we feel the love, we feel the consolation, we feel the warmth, we feel the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this double Kiddusha, general holiness of beautiful Shabbos, Parshas Vayeschanan, and of course the Kiddusha of Shabbos Nachamu. And in this week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu continues in his heartfelt discussion with Klal Yisrael. As I mentioned last week, Chumash Devarim is really Moshe Rabbeinu pouring out his heart to his beloved flock, wanting to tell them all of the different things that he feels are necessary for them to be successful in the years ahead, knowing that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, will not be there to shepherd them and to guide them through some of the challenges and some of the difficulties they will encounter. And so you'll find Moshe Rabbeinu on one hand conveying historical information, then conveying legal information in the form of mitzvahs, and then he'll give them just hadracha, just simple insights, simple ideas, divrehis oros, words of inspiration to allow them to find the courage to become the best version of themselves and to cling and to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of those pesukim appears right towards the end of the first aliyah, actually the last pasuk of the first aliyah. This is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, chapter 4, verse 4. The Torah says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, Vatem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. Literally translated, and you who cling, davuk means to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those of you who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, chayim kulchem hayom. You are alive today, or you are totally alive today. And on a most basic level, what is Moshe Rabbeinu trying to convey? A very simple idea. Life itself, the essence of life, meaning in life, fulfillment in life, joy in life, comes from a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And although this sounds so obvious, we so often spend so much time and so much of our resources, both material and emotional, looking for happiness. And we look for happiness all over the place. And at the end of the day, happiness is often staring us right in the face. Happiness, fulfillment, contentment comes from a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more connected I am with Hashem, on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, on a behavioral level, the higher level of life happiness I will experience. Vatem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem. It's so simple if you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But remember, the lashon of dvekos, to cling, doesn't just mean an episodic relationship. It doesn't mean a platonic relationship. It doesn't mean a superficial relationship. Davak, to cling to something means to become embedded. The other place, the other context in which we find this word is by marriage in Chumash Bereishis, in Parashas Bereishis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the concept of marriage, the Torah says, Al ken yazov ish es aviv ves imo. A man will go ahead and leave his mother and father. The davak b'ishto, he will cling to his wife. So you see that lashon of dvekus. We all know that in a marriage, if a husband and wife should be friends, it's wonderful. But if they're just friends and nothing ever develops beyond the friendship, it's going to be hard to have a meaningful relationship. There has to be a blending of two people into one. There has to be a connection, an emotional connection, a physical connection. All of that, a dvekus. So lahavdil, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, take that paradigm and bring it to your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person just dabbles in a relationship with God, you know, I'm in when I feel like it. I'm in, you know, when I feel inspired, or on this day, or this Yom Tov, or on Shabbos, or on alternate Tuesdays, whatever it might be, that's not going to yield a fulfilled life. V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, chayim kulchem hayom. If you want chayim, and if you want chayim kulchem, if you want a total life, then at the end of the day, that requires a meaningful and deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simple idea. Simple. I don't think that this is something that each of us didn't know even before we saw this pasuk. But yet Moshe Rabbeinu says sometimes it's the simplest things in life that often we overlook. The simplest things in life that often we take for granted. The simplest things which should be obvious are often the ones that are forgotten and neglected. Moshe Rabbeinu, a beloved shepherd, tells us, his beloved flock, If you want chayim, if you want life, more importantly, if you want meaning in life, holiness in life, happiness in life, invest in your relationship with Hashem. But the great tzaddik Rabbi Nachman of Breslov chooses to add an additional component to this mitzvah, or to this concept, to this statement. And the Rebbe says as follows. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was like this. V'atem adveikim Hashem Elokeichem. The goal, like we said before, is dveikus. The goal is to cling to the Ribono Shel Olam. But you know, there's a problem. The Gemara actually itself raises this problem. How can you say, how could a person's depart, because the Torah also says, V'davakta bo, you should cling to Hashem. So the Gemara says, how can you cling to Hashem? How can you cling to God? So besides the obvious question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amorphous, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, by design, to us, to our human mind, ambiguous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is without form. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Esh Ochla, an all-consuming fire. So how, I'm a human being, I'm physical, I'm material. How do I bind myself? How do I cling to something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara answers, V'halachta b'drachav, divine emulation. You look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and you do in the same behaviors. Engage in the same behaviors, that's how you cling to Hashem. The Rebbe says, the answer is in the Pasuk. V'atem ha'dveikim Hashem Elokeichem. If you want dveikus, if you want connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you achieve that? The Rebbe says, the answer is the next phrase. Chayim kulchem hayom. Devote the totality of your life energy. Chayim kulchem, the totality of your life energy. Hayom, to maximizing today. The Rebbe explains that we go through life and often we're so focused on the future. I have anxiety about the future. I don't know about the future. I'm trying to plan the future. And I'm trying to leverage my risk for the future. And I'm investing all of this time into trying to go ahead and figure out the future. And the Rebbe says, oh, so often it comes at the expense of the present. And the irony of that is, I can't control the future. I can't script the future. And if I'm honest, brutally honest with myself, I have zero control over what the future will bring. And so the Rebbe says, we so often spend all of our time and all of our energy trying to worry and shape a future we can't really control at the expense of a present that is right here, a day that is here, a moment that is here that I can shape, that I can control, that I can do something. And to build out, to even amplify this concept a little bit, because it goes prospectively and retrospectively. I spend all of my time trying to go ahead and figure out about an unknown future. How could I control it? How could I shape it? How could I leverage it? And for many of us, simultaneously, I'm beating myself up over a past that I can't change. So I'm upset, disappointed, and disillusioned about my past. I'm filled with anxiety, angst, the unknown for the future, and so I'm worried about the future. I'm lamenting the past, and all the meantime, I'm neglecting the one thing in this world that I can shape. I'm neglecting the one thing I actually have control over, and that's Hayom, and that's today. And the Rebbe says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem. Do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than anything from us? He doesn't want us to worry about the future. You know why? He'll worry about the future. Kadosh Baruch Hu's got that. He's got it, right? We all know. The older we get, the more we recognize how little control we actually have. And no matter how much of a planner I may be, I cannot script what is going to come. And it's a hard pill to swallow. But Lamaiseh Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about the future. I got it. The past, Mada Hava Hava. What was, was. But was, you can't live your life looking in the rearview mirror. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, you want to know how to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does the Ribono Shel Olam want more than anything from us? Chayim kulchem hayom. Invest the totality of your life vigor and power into maximizing today. What are you going to do right now? How are you going to maximize right now? How are you going to make the most of today? A Yid, a Jew who lives with the Chaim Kulchem Hayom mantra. I'm not going to waste my time and energy worrying about a future that is totally unknown and could change a million times over. And I'm not going to continuously beat myself up over a past which may be riddled with mistakes, but those I can't change. Instead, I'm going to focus the totality of my life energy on the one thing I control, the Hayom, the today. V'atem adveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you want tzedekus, you want to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? One thing, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. Put the totality of your life energy, Chaim Kulchem, into Hayom, into today. And I think this idea from the Rebbe, which is so profound, so beautiful, and so life-affirming, also helps us to understand a little bit about the identity of this Shabbos. As I mentioned before, we call this Shabbos, Shabbos Nachmu, the Shabbos of Consolation. But of course, the question, you know, that plagues us year in and year out is, okay, it's beautiful, I'm excited, Tisha B'Av is over, the 9 days are over, I could shave, I could eat meat and wine, it's going to be fantastic, great, I can enjoy my summer vacation, beautiful. But Lamaisa, what's changed? On Tisha B'Av we sit on the floor, on Tisha B'Av we mourn, on Tisha B'Av we have this gaping hole in our collective heart. It hasn't been filled, it's still open. So like, what do I do? So what's changed? What's changed between a Thursday of Tisha B'Av and ultimately a Shabbos of Shabbos Nachamu? And of course, the simple answer is the only thing that has changed is my perspective. Because what Tisha B'Av is really all about, to be honest, is a mourning for that which has occurred. I mourned 2,000 years. And then, of course, the other focus is I want the third Beis HaMikdash so badly. And I believe Mashiach could come, Achake lo b'chol yom sheyavo. He could come any day. But I don't know, is he coming today? Is he coming tomorrow? Is he coming years from now? I have this prospective anxiety also. What's going to happen? And then I take a deep breath. I open up Parshas Va'eschanon. And I say, okay, past is the past. As heartbreaking as it is, I can't live in that space every day. The future, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to know what unfolds. My job, Chaim Kulchem Hayom. My job is to simply maximize my present. And the moment I accept that mindset, and the moment I free myself from the anxiety of the future, I release myself from the failures of the past, I'm actually able to be productive in the one sphere that I exert influence. The Hayom. And once I refocus like that, Ein Nechama Gidola Mizo, there is no greater source of consolation. Because Nechama doesn't really mean consolation, Nechama really means a change of perspective. I can't live in the past, I can't dwell on an unknown future, but if I focus myself on the Hayom, then I could really become the best version of myself. Then I can make a difference for myself, for my family, for my community, and for my people. Then I can move the existential needle for Klal Yisrael. I can contribute in some meaningful way. That's the Nechama Parshas Va'eschanon. That's the Nechama Parshas of Shabbos Nachamu. So we should be zochem, Yerz Hashem, to internalize all of these lessons. The Pashat Pshat of Moshe Rabbeinu, namely, that meaning in life, real meaning and happiness in life only comes from a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a basic level, that relationship is built through divine emulation. Look, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, whatever God does, do the same. But of course, to internalize the words of the Rebbe as well. Don't spend your life beating yourself up over the past. Don't spend your life worrying about an unknown future. If you truly want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, if you truly want to cling to your Father, V'atem adveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem asks us for one thing, Chaim Kulchem Hayom, put the totality of your life energy, the totality of your life koach, the totality of your focus, Chaim Kulchem, into maximizing today, into maximizing the now. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Nachamu.